The High Representative Christian Schwarz Schilling will visit Mostar and Stolatz today and tomorrow, where he will meet with municipal, cantonal, and party officials. The High Representative will use the visit to update himself on the situation in Mostar and in Stolatz, where he will also make clear the importance of appointing a new government in the Herzegovina-Neretva canton and spell out further financial consequences if no government is appointed. Tomorrow morning, the High Representative will be in Stolatz and meet with Stjepan Boškovic, the head of the Stolatz municipality, and Ahmed Habota, the president of the Stolatz Municipal Council. Tomorrow afternoon, Mr. Schwarz Schilling will visit Mostar and meet with the cantonal party presidents to discuss formation of a cantonal government. He will use this meeting to remind party officials of the additional financial penalties that will kick in on Thursday should they be unable to form a government. The High Representative has already suspended disbursement of party funding from the BIH, FBH and Herzegovina-Neretva canton budgets to the HDZBH, HDZ 1990, the SDA and the SBIH from the 1st of June. This suspension will remain in effect until the cantonal government is formed. In addition, funding yet to be disbursed from the budget of the Herzegovina-Neretva canton for 2007 has been reduced by 40% for the HDZBH and the SDA, and by 20% for the HDZ 1990 and the SBIH. The reduced allocation will only be paid after a government has been formed. If, however, a government has not been formed in the Herzegovina-Neretva canton by the 7th of June, an additional 20% of party funding for 2007 that is yet to be disbursed to these political parties shall be deducted on a weekly basis until a cantonal government is formed. If the cantonal government is not in place by the 28th of June 2007, the High Representative reserves the right to issue a further decision reducing party funding to political parties from the budget of the Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina and or the state level budget. Details of press opportunities for these visits to Mostar and Stolatz will be published later today. My second point is also an announcement of a visit. The Senior Deputy High Representative Peter Bas-Bakker is in Banja Luka on Wednesday, tomorrow. The focus of the visit is a meeting with the RS Minister of Education, Anton Kacipovic, to discuss key reforms required for Bosnia and Herzegovina to meet European standards in the field of higher education. The SDHR will also meet with RS Prime Minister Dodik, RS Minister of Urban Planning Fatima Fatih-Begovic, the Banja Luka Deputy Mayor Jasmin Komic, and tomorrow afternoon he will meet with the Banja Luka Mufti, Edhem Efendi Chamjic. We will also be issuing a media advisory later on today that will outline the opportunities in Banja Luka tomorrow. Thank you. That's all I have for you.
Over the past few weeks, there have been several articles in both domestic and international media questioning the role of EUFOR with respect to the export of arms from Bosnia-Herzegovina to other foreign nations, namely Iraq and Afghanistan. I would like to take this opportunity to clarify once again the role of EUFOR in this area. In order to transport any form of weapon or ammunition within BIH, local authorities must seek the permission of EUFOR in order that we can track the location of all weapons in this country. EUFOR also assesses whether there is any threat created to the safe and secure environment by transporting such arms around Bosnia-Herzegovina. We do therefore have visibility of all weapons destined for export, however we have no responsibility whatsoever for controlling imports and exports. To make it quite clear, any permit or permission issued by EUFOR for the movement of arms only relates to the domestic transportation of weapons around Bosnia-Herzegovina. For imports and exports, the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Economic Relations holds sole responsibility. This responsibility includes arranging the necessary export licences and ensuring that Bosnia-Herzegovina adheres to the international commitments it has made, including the European Union Code of Conduct on Arms Exports. It is completely incorrect to state that EUFOR controls the export of weapons from BIH, although we do have visibility of these transactions. This story is an old one, which has been reported several times in the press. The sale of weapons referred to was a bilateral arrangement between the BIH government and countries who were equipping their police and armed forces. EUFOR has no information which suggests that these sales were illegitimate or that the BIH government did not follow its own internal procedures or breached international conventions. Our experience is that the BIH authorities are scrupulous in following procedures for export and fulfilling their own international commitments. That's all.